Okay, for this. Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Irene?
Yes.
Hi, Irene. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good to hear that. Irene, I just got a quick request from your project manager that you are requesting for a refund because the interview was not done.
The interview wasn't done. Thank you. And not only that, but it was this project took a lot longer than it should have. There was a lot of lack of professionalism, and on top of that, my book has errors. So now I have to get the, not just refund, I want my copyright for the book back. That way I can republish this book, because the fact that the book has errors and this is just one of the first books that I published, it's very embarrassing, and I don't feel like it's professional at all, nor was it done right. So I do want the my interview money back, and I want my copyrights back, because I just don't understand why this company, it's giving me so much stress and problems lately that I just don't want to have to deal with it anymore. So I honestly just want my copyrights back and have my refund money back, because this is absolutely ridiculous for me to have to go through this. I call them in regards to interview when it's been like over a week that I haven't like gotten this interview, and no one answered, no one returned my call even after I left the message. So this is my whole issue. I'm just tired and fed up of dealing with this company, because it's been nearly 12 months and it's just nothing has been right. Nothing. So I'm just really tired and I'm fed up of it. So I would just like my money back and, like I said, have my copyrights back.
Okay, first of all, I truly apologize for the inconvenience caused. Irene, let's start off with the interviews. I believe the last discussion that you had regarding the interviews was in the month of November or December, where you told...
No, they texted me.
Mm-hmm.
They texted me saying that they're going to have it, like, I'll have my interview at the first week of February. That's what they texted me.
Who texted you?
What's his name? Raphael.
So Raphael texted you?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you confirm any slots?
They didn't confirm any slots with me. I didn't get any call. The only thing they sent me was interview questions. And I'm asking them, when is this going to be done?
Right. Okay, all
so
right.
So they didn't care about that. None of that was addressed. None of that was even attended to. So I'm kind of just fed up with it, because it seems like they're just literally out here taking people's money and not delivering what they were supposed to do.
No, that's not how we work, Irene. When it comes to the interview sessions, what we do is that we first of all confirm your availability. Once you're available, we provide you certain slots and certain interview sessions that can be conducted for you, relevant to your book. Now, in that session, once you confirm that, only then we move forward to the interview sessions. I still see in my system that the interview sessions are still pending. So it's not like you missed any kind of slot. I believe Raphael texted you that we will conduct this in the first week of Feb, but that was something that he wanted to do for you personally, that he preferred to have the interviews conducted in the first month of Feb. If that is not done, then I will have a word with Raphael as well as to why it was not done if he had texted you that the interview will take place. That we can keep it aside. Now, regarding your book publishing, we have a standard process of the publication as well. We go through the editing process step by step. Once you approve everything, only then we upload the manuscript on the mentioned platforms. So are you telling me that there was...
I know, but if you look through the email, you see Carlos a lot of time. I'm asking them, why do I feel like it's being skimmed through? Like you guys are not going in depth with the editing and everything.
Okay.
And then they're like, well, this is standard, this is what we do, and blah, 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 and blah, this. But then now I'm being told by friends of mine that, your book has errors.
What kind
and
of errors?
And that's just within the first 3 to 4 pages. Punctuation, commas, things like very common errors that it shouldn't really be in a book. Isn't necessary to be in a book. And then on top of that, you now tell me about, the interview...
we go through this process and that process. It doesn't make sense to me because this should have been addressed from the beginning. From the very beginning, there's been lack of professionalism. I'll get one person say this and next time, and then the other time I'll have a different message completely. So I honestly just want to end this time that I have with 10 book writers all together, and I don't want to attend to you guys again because this is ridiculous for me to have to go through this countless amount of times. And it's nearly 12 months, and you guys haven't even done much as to what you're supposed to do in this 12 months. Like, edit the book properly, basically give me the proper transcript. Because you can say, oh, yes, you give me the final transcript. But the thing is, my first language is in English, and I'm not good at this English-type punctuation in terms of that. So if I have a friend that comes to me and tells me, oh, there's errors in
that's
your book, that's
you.
A whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. I understand. That's
it's a whole different thing. And this person is someone that's very talented in English. She said
okay.
A reader would know. And the fact that any reader out there, which is basically what I'm publishing this book, for readers to read it. So
I can
relate
to that.
Readers are all going to know, and this is what's going to come out there about me.
Okay. Let's do one thing. Let's take down your book first so that nobody else can see the book and then investigate what are the errors that your friend has mentioned. Because I don't understand why the team would move forward if the punctuations and typos and there were errors in the book. I don't understand why they would publish the book.
It's not just that. Like, there's a lot of last-minute payment type of thing that they got you in that makes that makes you feel as if it's a scam. Because I'm like, why is this coming out of nowhere? You expect me to just whoop out this money out of nowhere? Like,
Irene, I'm sorry I'm interrupting. I understand that. Irene, see, there are definitely some back and forth. There is definitely negligence on the project. I understand all of that, but please do not go ahead and call the company a scammer because you don't know how scammers work. They take your money and they disappear. They do not put in
I'm
any
literally
kind of
telling
effort.
You that this is how you guys are working. Because why would you call someone in the spring out of nowhere, especially this Raphael guy, calling out of nowhere and then demanding this amount of money? Like,
demanding
like
money
I'm supposed to give
for
it
what,
that
ransom?
Very day.
For what ransom?
No,
are we putting a gun
that,
to your head?
No. It's not ransom. It's basically saying, this is what we need to in order to move forward. And we have plenty of other people we have to work with.
And
we
you
can
have the right
have
to say no.
3 or 4 months, and that never happened.
You have
happened.
The right to say no, Irene.
That's
the thing. If somebody's asking
but
you for money.
But he literally manipulated me.
Okay.
Consistently with the manipulation, with gaslighting me, making me seem like I'm the one that's an idiot, and that I'm the one
no,
that's
stupid.
That's
the case.
Thing. It's
that's
it's the
definitely
gaslighting.
Not the case. Mm-hmm. I understand
it
where you're coming from and you're upset. I do understand that, Irene, and I am here to resolve this for you. The biggest proof or the biggest evidence is that I am on this call with you, listening to your concerns. If we were scammers, we wouldn't be doing that. To be very honest, we would be least bothered. I personally have been scammed, Irene. My card was charged and nobody even bothered to speak with me again. Nobody even bothered to hear my concerns out. So I know what a scam looks like. I know that you're upset, and I know there are a lot of things in play regarding your interview, regarding the errors and typos that you got there, about the additional amount. Let me dig further. Your previous project manager was Patrick. I'm going to have a detailed discussion with them, look into all of these things for you, and get back to you. All right? And I will also send you a detailed breakdown of what happened, how it happened, when it happened, and your package. Whatever is delivered, whatever is left, and regarding the approvals as well, because you have been connected throughout the process. So I understand where you're coming from. I know that you're upset. Allow me to resolve this for you, okay? If it doesn't work out, you take your money back.
And this is the same thing I'm talking about, because every time I say, you know what, I really just want to put an end to all this, I'm consistently being back in the corner saying, oh, let's do this first. And the thing always leads to a dead end. It always leads to a dead end. I don't want to work with Patrick anymore. I don't want to work with Raphael anymore. I don't want to work with anyone of this company anymore. Because the inconsistencies in the information is constant. That's the only thing that's consistent about this company, of the inconsistencies in the And it's just ridiculous for me to have to continue to go through this over and over again. It's exhausting. I'm just like, I have a daily life. I have a job that I have to focus on. Why do I have to deal with this as well?
I understand that, Irene.
No, you don't, because they'll be calling me at any time they want, as if I should be ready at their disposal. Very unprofessional, texting me
you
all
hours
of
that.
The day, and they
you
know.
You do not need to do that. You define
know.
Your timeline, Irene. You define your timeline. You tell
I
them that you're not available.
Them. What do you mean I don't need to do that? Look at, if you're seeing the text message, how much they gaslight me, telling me that I need to be professional and answer to them as if I have some deadline to answer to them, when they know damn well that I work at nighttime, that I'm sleeping, that you literally can't expect me to answer the phone at all times of the day. It's
of
very
course.
Unprofessional and it's irritating me. No, but I don't like the fact that you're pinning it on me. You have unprofessional workers. They should be attended to. But the fact that they're literally trying to turn you around, gaslighting me as if I'm the problem from the very beginning, is ridiculous.
Irene, I'm not pinning anything on you. I'm just having a discussion
That's
with
what
you.
You're,
and Irene, first
you're
of all,
saying that I don't have
all,
to
you
do
need
this.
To calm
I
down.
Don't have to do that.
Okay, you have to calm down first. I'm not your enemy here. I'm here to resolve the issue for you, okay? I understand you're frustrated, but we do not need to go that route. It's regarding your money, right? Your money is safe and secure. It's not going anywhere. If it's not working out, you take your money and you take your business elsewhere. Simple.
That's what
We're
I'm
not
saying.
Trying to scam
Why do you.
You
have to continue to go through this?
We have to investigate, though, right? If we are running a business, we cannot just randomly move forward. And if you say you're dissatisfied, I cannot just say, all right, fine, you're dissatisfied. You can stay dissatisfied. I'm giving you your money back. I can't do that, right? I have to work on the problems that you're facing. I have to investigate that. Based on that, we will find a resolution in terms of a refund, and we move forward with that. And I assure you that it's going to be a win-win for you. So please relax. Let me look into this. Just give me 24 hours. Well, today is Friday, so Monday I'm going to call you back if you're available same time. Will you be available same time? Or if there's any other availability, do let me know. All right. Okay. Perfect. That is perfectly fine. Just relax. Sit back. I'm telling you, your money is secured and safe. This is a recorded medium. I cannot lie to you on a recorded medium. I'm telling you, if nothing is working out, if everything is going sideways, you will get your money back, okay? Let me just dig deeper. You have mentioned a lot of things. There are a lot of allegations. I need to find proof of those things and then forward your case further to the finance department, and based on that, they will let me know regarding the refund amount. So, all I'm requesting from you, Irene, is to give me till Monday. We'll call you same time, and we will discuss this further, okay? And hopefully I'm going to have a resolution for you. All right?
Right.
Okay. By the way, where are you from, since you mentioned that English is not your first language?
I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
I'm sorry?
I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Africa?
West Africa.
South Africa.
West Africa.
West Africa. Gotcha. I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Okay, Irene, thank you so much for your time. I will get back to you on Monday. Until then, just sit tight. I know that if you're upset, you're frustrated, just have a little faith in me and give me some time to resolve this for you. I'm going to get back to you on Monday, same time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.